The University of Nebraska at Omaha's School of Music provides a multitude of opportunities for community engagement. One of those opportunities is the UNO Band's annual conducting workshop. Karen Fannin is the director of the UNO School of Music. She says this day-long workshop is a great way for participants in the area to come to campus and work with each other.
And we open it up to anybody in the state, and in Iowa is generally where we advertise. And it's a great way to bring teachers on campus for one day for a focused professional development opportunity that's easy for them, and then they can go on with summer.
Fannin actually started this event 5 years ago and planned out the schedule to make the timing convenient for the potential participants.
I had the idea to do a one-day workshop and time it so that it was right at the end of the school year for area teachers and conductors who wanted to attend.
Fannin says since the workshop is only a day-long event, registration is limited to 20 conductors, and they each get a specific time allotted to conduct.
Each participant has an 8 to 10 minute time slot. And what they do is they conduct the ensemble, which is made up of the participants themselves. And also we invite UNO students to be part of it so they can come and play in the ensemble.
Fannin says not only is the event enjoyable, but it's an opportunity for UNO students to get to know different teachers from the area as well.
It's a lot of fun. It's great to have our students interact with area teachers. It's a great networking opportunity so that they get to know each other, which is great. And then, you know, over the course of 5 years, we see people who played in the ensemble as a student, and now they're out teaching, and then they register to be a participant, which is really fun.
Joshua Kearney is the director of bands at UNO. He and Fannin have worked together in organizing this workshop every year. Kearney says the workshop provides participants to work on their non-verbal conducting skills in a low-stakes environment.
They are not pressured for performance. They are only there to learn how to be better communicators.
There is also the opportunity for non-conducting participants to come witness the workshop.
In order to be considered an observer, one does need to register, and we hope that all of the observers will also bring their instruments and participate in the ensemble.
Kearney says being an observer creates a beneficial experience as well.
One can often learn a significant amount about conducting by watching others be coached conducting.
Kearney says the repertoire for the workshop was selected to represent the different levels of conductors that will be engaging in the workshop. Kearney says he hopes the participating conductors leave this workshop with a deeper understanding of nonverbal communication and how efficient that skill is when it comes to teaching.
One can be musical even with beginning bands. The challenges are different, but the kind of communication is the same. People respond similarly at all ages to different gestures.
UNO Band's 5th annual conducting workshop is taking place this Thursday, June 1st. Although the conductor spots have been filled for the workshop this year, there is an unlimited amount of observer spots available. Fannin and Kearney are both very excited to host this workshop and help expand the skills of local conductors. For more information about this year's workshop, visit the band's page on unomaha.edu. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Lindsay Tague.